back on Mac Break. I'm Leo Laporte. And what are the chances of this? You know, I know I'm wearing the same shirt I wore last time Wernlin was here because I only have a few different items, but you're wearing the same clothes too. It's kind of hard to believe.
They're really similar. The other one was kind of dark gray and this one's charcoal.
Ah, there's the difference. So Merlin is back to give us more Quicksilver tips. Now, I hope you saw our Quicksilver segment. If you didn't, we'll wait while you go watch that one. Okay, welcome back. So Quicksilver is a fantastic, as you can see, program launcher, but it's so much more. Merlin's going to show you how you can control iTunes, whip it into shape.
That's right. One of the great things about Quicksilver, there's all kinds of ways we've seen before how you're able to call up programs using a little bit of typing, and we've seen before how you can right arrow into certain applications.
So you hit iTunes, you right arrow into
iTunes,
it.
We hit right arrow to go into it, and now look at what appears
look
to
at
us.
This. Now, is this a plug-in, by the way? This is something you have to turn on.
Yeah, okay. You know, Quicksilver is almost like, you know, like Linux. I mean, it's got this little kernel of activity, and there's a whole lot of stuff at the edges.
Yeah.
And so we can go in here. Yeah, we can go in and look at our genres. We can browse artists, composers, you name it.
This is like having a little iPod interface on your desktop.
That's right. And of course, any of these can have triggers set for them as well. But let's say we want to go look at our chill out playlist. I can then right arrow into that and see what's available. And all I got to do is click it to make it play.
And it runs.
And we're good to go. It's very quiet, but there it is. Now let's say we didn't like that song. We bring up Quicksilver. And just say, why don't you play us the next song?
Oh, cool.
And hit run. That's all there is to
How did you do that? Wait a minute. You did that really fast.
Bring it up again.
Command space or control space to launch
Quicksilver. Command space. In my case, control space, I think, is the default.
And you typed NEX.
NE, start typing, and it finds it for you.
NEXT song.
Okay. Hit it. One of the nice things I love in Quicksilver, it also has play and pause are the same button. So I can hit PP, and it finds play / pause.
It's too smart. That's really great.
And then to play it again, I just hit
PP.
I say, play pause.
Say PP.
And it does it for me.
And that's it remembers what you did last time. I think we're being invaded. It remembers what you did last time.
It's scaring me.
You better stop that or John Williams is going to be knocking on our door. So you don't even have to type anything the next time around.
That's right. Quicksilver remembers the last thing that you did. It also has, as we mentioned in our Quicksilver segment, has a built-in learning algorithm, so Quicksilver learns from you.
That's really cool. Quicksilver is free from quicksilver.blacktree.net. Merlin Mann is not so cheap. .com. Quicksilver is free. Isn't that amazing what we can do?
Incredible.
You know, once you go high def.
Can you change my shirt color?
Yeah, sure. What color would you like it to be?
Pink.
Pink? Can I have pink for Mr. Man? 43folders.com. Isn't that amazing? Look at that. Now he's got my shirt. 43folders.com is the place to go. Also, I love his site, fives.com. The number 5ives.com. I had to plug it, even though you didn't want me to.
It's so nice.
This is so funny. We'll be back with another Mac Break as soon as you download it. We'll wait. Go ahead.